Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannes. Thanks for listening today. How's it going, friends? I hope everybody's doing really good. I'm thinking about you, thinking about what you're going through, and hoping that things are going well, as good as it can be. And if you're just listening to Hello Cancer Friends for the first time, this is a place for anyone touched by cancer. It's a place for us to come together and talk about the good times, the bad times, and everything in between. Everything's going good here. Living the dream, as I like to say. Trying to live the dream. I'm really digging my stress-free living strategy. It's still going okay. It's not perfect. And the concept is pretty simple. It's actually doing it that's the hard part. But when facing choices on a day-to-day basis, moment to moment, I try to choose the less stressful option. It's as simple as that. Am I going to get into an argument over somebody about politics, or am I going to go pick some flowers? I'm going to go pick some flowers. It's just more peaceful, and I really feel like it will help me heal. So I just make choices. I don't always make the right choice, but I just try to make choices throughout my day so that I can continue living this dream with the least amount of stress possible. What do you guys do as a stress reliever? I mean, there's tons of things you can do. Meditation and just getting away. Think about it. And whatever it is that you need to do, do it. We're going through enough garbage with cancer. We don't need to, you know, muddy things up with other things. You know, usually they're just so irrelevant to begin with. That's another thing I'm just trying to figure out here in life. So, yeah, everything's going good. I had my treatment last week. I'm still in investigation mode on what I should do about my future, my health. I have been presented with the option of some surgery to remove my tumor, and it's just not simple. It's not black and white. There's all sorts of other things going on. I have vein involvement, which cannot be removed, so it's pretty complicated. And once I get all my research done and appointments done and consultations done and I come to a final conclusion, I'll be sure to keep you all posted. But long story short, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2019. I've been on immunotherapy, and it's pretty much a miracle. My tumor shrunk. I've been stable for months, just about 2 years. So it's time to make some choices. What's next? The life of having cancer. And I'm not forgetting about the caregivers who are listening, because I know your job is incredibly difficult. I know because I was one for my dad. And it's hard. I just want to give you all a shout out, give you big hugs, and let you know that you mean more to your person than you'll ever know. For those of us who are facing cancer, who have cancer, we would never be able to do it without you. All the support and all the love. It's an awesome thing. So thank you and keep on going. What else is going on? We are enjoying the day here. We're all coming out of hibernation. It's been a long, cold winter here in Wisconsin. It's 60 degrees and sunny today. Now, I already went out on a power walk with my girlfriends. It was awesome. We had a great time. It felt so good. I told them I felt socially awkward because I haven't been around girls in a long time. And yeah, it went really well, though, and it was a lot of fun. But Tom and Willow are off at the park. So, you know, we're just getting outside, coming out of hibernation, and I am so excited. And next week is spring break for Willow. She's got the week off of school. And so we gotta have some fun here. When I talked to her about it last week, she said she wanted to party down. So, boy, I guess we better figure that out quick. We're not going anywhere, but got me to thinking, whether you have kids on spring break or not, after a long winter, even if your weather's great all year round, it's kind of like a good excuse just to take a week and do something different. Spring break, you know, springtime, new growth, warmer weather. It's time to just get some stuff done, or there are tons of things you can do. But I think everybody should take a week and just celebrate spring break, because why not? We all need an excuse to do something different, no matter what it is that we do. As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, what should we do? I came up with a few things, so here we go. The top 10 list is back. It's been a while, but we're going to do it today. So here it is, the top 10 spring break possibilities. The possibilities are endless, but here's a few things that I have on my list. Here we go. This is so fun. I miss the top 10 list. I can't even remember the last time I did one. Okay, here we go. Number 10, take a trip. I never went on one of those wild trips. Do you remember? Okay, for the older crowd, in the 80s, like MTV recording from Daytona Beach in Florida, and the kids going wild. I think they all still go a little wild, but I don't think I ever went on one of those trips. But there's family-friendly trips you can take. There's couple trips you can take, whatever. Go down to Mexico where it's nice and warm, all-inclusive trip, whatever. Just book it. Why wait? Just do it. Number 9, this is probably what I'm going to do. Clean and organize. Woo! I've been doing that for the last 2 years, thinking I'm going to die and I don't want to leave the house a big mess. You know, clean, 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 tip-top shape. Number 9, clean and organize. Every spring I do major window washing. So yeah, get that out of the way, get it done. It feels so much better. Number 8, schedule appointments. Spend some time on the phone. Now this is a fun one. This is also probably what I'm gonna do. And this is weird. I've been kind of like, where is my life going? Am I gonna make it? Am I not gonna make it? You know, I was initially told I had a grim diagnosis, but here I am 2 years later, so I'm finally like, well, I guess I should keep up with my colonoscopy and all that stuff. So I'm just going to run through a list of things that I should take care of. Body maintenance. We're going to get those scheduled. Throw in a couple fun appointments in there, like your hair, your nails. For you fellas, go get an oil change. Woo! You know, get stuff done. Number 7. Take some time to reach out to people. Maybe someone you haven't talked to in a while. Write a letter. Give somebody a phone call. Send a card. Snail mail. Just do it. Number 6, plan a summer trip. Maybe spring break, it's, you know, a little too hectic or you're not feeling good. Plan something for the summer. Have something to look forward to. It's going to be here before we know it. Hurry up before the next wave of COVID hits. You know, I'm feeling like we should all be running around right now. Things are good. So get that summer trip planned. Even if it's a trip to your next door neighbor's house, just make some plans, something to look forward to. Number 5. Well, the staycation. I think we're going to take a day to go visit our state's capital. It's pathetic. We live in Madison, Wisconsin. We have a beautiful Capitol building. We have so much to look at here in Madison, but we never go and take advantage of it. So I think we're going to go check it out. It's going to be fun. Number 4. Well, I got a good taste of this one today. I walked and walked and walked. It felt so good. Get some fresh air. Get outside. We're out of hibernation. No more, stuck inside, freezing, snow, slush. The weather's great. Get outside if you can. If you're not able to get outside because of your health condition, maybe it's time to go get that wheelchair and have someone escort you out. Because dang it, fresh air is awesome. Don't be afraid to take that step. Don't wait. Just do it. Get outside. The birds are going bonkers out there. It's a really fun thing to hear. Number 3. This is one of my favorites. I'm getting fired up. Yard work. I know. It's work. It's hard. It's, it makes you tired sometimes. But you know what? Stress-free living means that when I get tired, I take a break. In the meantime, I'm raking, talking to neighbors, everybody's coming out, kids grew, 6 inches over winter. You're like, who's that kid? Oh my God, that's little Wally down the road. He's like totally grown. I'm sure people say the same about Willow, but it's just everybody gets out and you're in the yard and you could even do some chalk art. I'm telling you, it's very therapeutic. I love drawing on the driveway. So get outside. Yard work, number 3. Number 2. One of my favorite things. Grill out. Get out the Weber. Get out your gas grill. Whatever you got. Get it out. Time to dust it off. It's spring break. We're going to have some chicken on the grill. Chicken or... I got a vegetable pan. I'm telling you, it's delicious. Healthy food on the grill. Number 2, grill out. Just do it. Have a beautiful dinner with your family. You'll love it. Here we are with number 1. The number 1 spring break possibility. Coming from the words of my own daughter, party down. And you know what? Party down can mean whatever you want it to mean. Turn up the music. Dance. Or if you like, play games. Sleep all day. Watch a movie. This party down is code words for do whatever the heck you want. Whatever makes you feel good. Just do it. Take spring break as an excuse to do wonderful things. And when it comes right down to it, I'm going to tell you a secret. You don't really need spring break to do what you want to do. Figure out what it is. Make yourself a list. Stop waiting for the right time to do what you want to do. Spring break can kickstart it, Get you going. Okay, I got an excuse. I don't have to feel guilty for watching movies all day. But really, that's what life is for. Try and find that balance. Be good to yourself. Don't wait. Just do it. Well, that wraps up another episode of Hello Cancer Friends. Woohoo! I hope you enjoyed it. I did. I'm really excited to go do some yard work and clean my windows. I really do enjoy all of these things. And, maybe it's a little slanted, the top 10 today, because I like getting those things done. And then it's like, that means that I can do other things. I can get the work done and then, it's time to enjoy life. And maybe even enjoy the work while you're doing it. So anyways, yeah, I'm excited. I'm just so excited it's not cold and snowy out. Oh my gosh. So thanks again for listening. And if you'd like to share your story, or if you have any questions or comments, you can go to my website. It's HelloCancerFriends.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your story. Go online. It's open 24/7, HelloCancerFriends.com. Well, I hope you all have a really great week. Take time to smell the flowers. There's going to be a whole new bumper crop of tulips and daffodils and all of those lovely springtime flowers. They are coming soon. Take good care. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.